5 years ago, a gang of men stoned to death South African AIDS activist Gugu Dlamini. Her offense? She announced on a Zulu language radio station that she was HIV positive. Violence is just one result of the stigma still surrounding the disease. This case and similar stories of abuse is the reason why South African judge Edwin Cameron decided to attend the Mexico City gathering this year. Cameron, who is HIV positive, will lead a plenary session on another cause behind the stigma of HIV, the criminalization of those infected. Cameron, who is a justice of South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeals, says 11 African countries have statutes that can be used to prosecute HIV-positive people who do not inform their partners of their infection, even if they have not spread the virus. As a result, he says up to 30 million Africans who are likely carrying the virus fail to get diagnosed.
The point I'm going to make at the conference is that those statutes, apart from their very broad wording, are very, very bad for the central issue in the epidemic, which is to get treatment to people, because with criminal laws like that on the statute book, people aren't going to want to be tested. Why should you want to be tested if the main result of a test is going to be that you're going to expose yourself to a prosecution?
Cameron is just one of 17 guest speakers to lead plenary sessions or workshops on topics that are discouraging people from seeking treatment or gaining universal access to antiretrovirals. Other speakers include Adiba Kamaluzaman, the president of the Malaysian AIDS Council and head of infectious diseases at the University of Malaya, Kuala Lumpur. She'll address the conference on the legal obstacles to ending drug abuse, a leading cause of the spread of AIDS. She says the sharing of syringes by drug abusers is behind much of the spread of the disease in China, Vietnam, Indonesia, and Malaysia.
Prevention needs to be strengthened, particularly in Asia, where, you know, there's far too many new infections happening every day, and particularly in the marginalized communities. That is prevention, and it's especially in relation to injecting drug users, which in Asia and Central Asia and Eastern Europe is one of the biggest drivers of the epidemic. It's about evidence-based HIV prevention vis-a-vis needle exchange, needle syringe programs and opiate substitution therapy for injecting drug users.
Dr. Adiba explains that two non-addictive medicines, methadone and buprenorphine, can be given to wean drug users from heroin. Outreach workers can also provide them with clean needles. Dr. Adiba wants a debate over UN and national impediments to these strategies, such as zero-tolerance policies that ban needle exchanges or the use of drugs, including methadone, to prevent the spread of HIV among drug abusers who use needles. Pedro Kahn is the president of the convener of the Mexico City Conference, the International AIDS Society based in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Dr. Kahn says the conference will also address a charge made by some that the attention to HIV treatment and prevention weakens healthcare systems. It's a charge he disputes.
This is particularly important because some voices have been raised claiming that we are putting too much money into the AIDS struggle, and this allegedly would be weakening the healthcare system, which is absolutely not true, because as you know, the African healthcare system was not okay before the AIDS epidemic, and in any case, it has become better once several clinics have been opened there, and people have got at least one point of care in areas in which nothing happened before.
He says activists at the conference are likely to encourage the integration of reproductive health services with treatment for illnesses that further weaken immune systems struggling with the HIV virus, like tuberculosis and sexually transmitted diseases. They say the effort would not only strengthen national healthcare systems, but help meet the UN goal of ensuring universal access to treatment and prevention of AIDS by 2010. I'm William Eagle in Washington.